This is Jim Winger with a recap of our reports from Monday on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. Started off the day by hearing from Mike Schulte, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. So there's been lots of movement. Cutting's going now all the way from the Oklahoma-Texas border up to the Oklahoma-Kansas border. The crop looks pretty good in most areas. Some early expectations were below average crops, but he feels like they'll be above the five-year average overall. The wheat has been better than expected in most areas, and he said that northwest Kansas saw a little bit of hail damage in some areas, a little bit more dryness, so yields in that area may not be as good, but still looks like a good crop for the year. Next, we spoke with Lisa Cunningham, the Farmers Cooperative Association Customer Relations Manager. Crop in Blackwell, Oklahoma, in its early stages. The weather has not really cooperated until recently, and they started on Friday. Been rolling pretty good since then. She hasn't heard anything about yields, but the test weights and protein levels are good for this year, and everything's going much better than what they'd anticipated. John Enns farms south of Enid, Oklahoma. He is our KFRM, Enns of the Trail reporter. He had not started on his wheat crop yet. They were going to do possibly some cutting, but they had some hail damage. So obviously the crop doesn't look as good as it did previously, but he's anxious to get out into the field, and hopefully they'll have a pretty decent crop still, even after the damage from the hail and all the moisture they have seen up until this past week or so. Pond Creek, Oklahoma, I spoke with Mark Kemp. He was harvesting his wheat, and he said they've had yields range anywhere from 40 to 70 bushels per acre, probably averaging around 50 bushels per acre. Test weights have been good, 60 to 62, and the moisture 11 to 12, so good moisture as well. Said in the last 6 weeks, they probably had 13 inches of rain after being in pretty much a drought situation prior to that time. But said the rains evidently helped the crop enough because they're seeing, as we said, a pretty good good wheat in their area. He said they've had no hail or disease problems. They haven't had any problems with moisture either. Farmers Grain Company in Nash, Oklahoma, spoke with the manager, Jason Skagg. He said they've been going good since Friday. Pretty high yields, 40 to 50 bushels on average in their area at Nash. Protein's good. Test weight 60 to 64 on most of the varieties. There was a difference, though, with some of the varieties that they started using more this year. So there's no problems with pests or disease. He feels they're half done as of Monday and should wrap up by Friday. And right now, they've been working 14-hour days trying to get everybody taken care of. 12 miles east of Alva, Kansas, I ran into Chase Englehart. He said they had a rough shot to get going, but things are going well now. Said they've had test weights anywhere from 62 to 64, protein levels 9 to 14. The moisture's been good. Yields much better than they expected. They didn't know if they were going to have much of a crop, but they very pleasantly surprised to get some 40 bushel wheat. So no problems with pests or diseases, but they have, with the rains they've seen in that area, they've had some weed pressure, and they're trying to get ahead of that. They had to spray a couple of their fields they weren't going to get to, they thought, in time, but should be about a week and a half until they're finished. No double cropping in their area, but the wheat, as I said, better than expected, and they're pleasantly surprised. Alva, Oklahoma, I spoke with Tafton Reynolds, the assistant manager at Wheeler Brothers Grain Company. Said the wheat in their area also surprising, averaging up to 70 bushels in a limited area, but mostly probably a 40 bushel average overall. Test weights anywhere from 58 to 63. The proteins are all over the place. Moisture, that's varied as well, depending on whether it was cut in the morning or the afternoon. So no disease problems. It's going well, but it's a tough crop to segregate because of all of the differences in test weights and protein levels and also moisture levels. But he said overall the harvest has gone well, and they should be finishing up probably over the weekend or next week sometime. They're about half done right now. And lastly, I spoke with Tom Snell. He's a custom harvester with Snell Custom Harvesting out of Ellenwood, Kansas. They've been out for about a month. They started off in Texas. Said Texas had a good crop, but at the end they had quite a bit of moisture and it was hard to get out of some of the fields. And they had some sprout damage there, but overall very good wheat in Texas. It's their second year for good wheat crops there. Moved up to around Grainfield, Oklahoma. Pretty good crop of wheat there as well. 40 to 60 bushel yields in Oklahoma. So 50 to 60 in Texas. Around the Alva, Oklahoma area, they moved in earlier this week, or over the weekend, and they're starting to finish up. They cut about 5,000 to 5,500 acres there. It's varied a lot as far as the quality is concerned. They've had 12 to 13 protein wheat test weights, generally 60 to 62, with no moisture problems. They're headed back home to the Ellenwood, Kansas area next, and after that they'll keep on moving through Nebraska all the way up to North Dakota. That's been a look back at the wheat harvest from yesterday on KFRM. We'll bring you more reports throughout the day today. This is Jim Winger.